Dozens of schools in Pennsylvania are planning to build solar panels on their rooftops, and they're hoping to use federal tax credits to cut their costs. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt reports these tax credits are ending early, but many schools seem to be sticking with their original plans.
Pennsylvania's Solar for Schools grant program was supposed to work like this. Give school districts state money to help pay for the upfront costs of solar panels. Then, the districts would claim federal tax credits to reduce the costs even further, in some cases to zero. And the solar power would save schools money on their utility bills. But the big bill President Donald Trump signed this summer ends the federal tax credits early. Now, in order to claim a credit, schools need to start building their solar arrays by next summer or start operating them by the end of 2027. Micah Goldmarkel runs a solar installer company called Solar States. He says that's plenty of time.
I mean, that's not a rush. We can get solar projects started in as little as 2 weeks. So to start construction in a year and finish it in 2 years, that's easily doable.
A state spokesperson said so far, none of the districts that got Solar for Schools grants have told the state they're pulling out of the program due to the tax credit rollbacks. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.